One Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony. It's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Not a ton, but I got a message for you, brother, and for every brother out there. I guarantee right now on this program that the New York Knicks beat the Philadelphia 76ers and all those dirtbag Philly fans like Lou
How many
and everybody
games?
Else.
Light switch is going to shout out on
me. Fuck off, light switch. Stop texting me.
Whoa.
didn't think that was going to
get And how many games?
I'll give them six maybe, but it could be less.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm very, very confident in how the New York Knicks match up with the Sixers.
Okay.
Where do you think you outmatch them? What area?
Guard. Certainly. Batum ain't doing all that with Josh Hart around.
Who?
Batum.
There you go. Thank you.
Batum.
I have a little respect for the guy who just won them the game last night.
Do you worry about... I mean, I guess Embiid's banged up too.
So yeah, last time they played in January, Isaiah Hartenstein went up against Embiid. Embiid was minus 29.
Do you want to know who the biggest player in the series is?
Jalen Brunson, no doubt about it.
Buddy Hield.
Okay.
If the Sixers are to win, I think it'll have to be a big, because when Buddy Hield started cooking last night, that's when the Sixers turned it on.
Dante DiVincenzo has enough sauce in his pan to cook as much or if not more than whatever Buddy Hield chefs up.
You know that we can't have legitimate.
Yeah, that's the thing. I love you, Bruce, but I'm a homer, but
I watch every game, dude.
Phenomenal.
I know, and you might be right, but are the homiest of the homers.
Dante DiVincenzo is better than Buddy Hield. Fact.
Score?
Yeah, everything.
Oof. So you think DiVincenzo, Buddy Hield, open market, DiVincenzo gets more money?
Maybe after this year. I mean, Dante should have been in consideration for most improved player of the year. The bullshit rules kept him out. He played in 81 games, but was like 11 seconds short and 9 seconds short in two games to hit like the minutes limit. But he should have been in the top three for most improved player.
Why do you think the Sixers are favored?
You know, Embiid.
He is good.
He's a great player.
But he's banged up.
He is banged up.
Yeah, I would say they were lucky last night.
Yeah, if Jimmy wasn't limping, they would have been cooked. I did not watch
the favorites parlay, money line parlay came home.
It did. The boy, I tell you what, Bulls Hawks. I watched Sixers Heat.
I didn't watch Bulls Hawks.
I didn't either. I just didn't.
It wasn't doing it for me. I watched the first half and I was like,
And the first game was so good. And you're like, I went to replenish off the Heat plus 5.5 and bet the second game. And I was just like, I just don't care who wins.
No.
Yeah. I tend to agree. But, you know, that happens. Yeah. No NBA basketball tonight.
Oh, no.
No.
NHL's pretty much done.
Couple kind of big matchups tonight.
But are there bettable matchups?
Yes. So okay. Kings and Vegas both play late.
Yes. They're both minus $4.
Yeah, so I got them in a money line parlay. It's minus 165.
Okay.
I also think the Lanch beat the Oilers on a back-to-back.
Ooh.
Oilers lost to the Yotes last night. McDavid isn't playing. I don't know who's playing for the Lanch.
Yeah, it was always the Yotes and Let Arena to end the year.
Naturally. And tell you what, Jets, Cougars, nothing to play for. Give me the Cougars a plus one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
Two baseball games tonight.
Yeah, what?
I'm good.
What?
I mean, there's two.
Yeah, you got to have a play.
That's not true.
You do.
That's not how that works.
You can't go a show without one play. You have to have one.
I'll have a play today.
This might be Puke's last start.
AJ's?
Yeah.
No. For that squad, he's fucking.
Might have to pull the plug
on 20
the
more. Tyon's first start of the year.
Yeah.
What's that about? Where's he?
Are you going with the old Bucko Yankee?
I am going with the old Bucko Yankee firm. It is really a mystery box. You do not know what you're getting
out
of old. Tyone. But still, I think the Cubs prevail mainly because of Pukey Boy.
Yeah, I'm on Cubs first five, and then
second one I kind of want to get froggy and go D-backs first five.
Yeah, half. Logan Webb at home is just different animal. I like the Giants there.
Yeah,
two kind of underperforming teams to start the year.
Yeah, the D-backs do like
the National League West is off to like a slow start in general. Besides the dads.
Sorry, I'm looking at.
I feel like I believe in young.
When did my guy pitch last? Was that last night?
Who?
Shout out Al Leiter's kid, Jack Leiter.
Yeah, he had a tough start.
But he'll be fine.
Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah.
Remember I didn't fade him? Oh, he. Should have still.
Was he on the road?
Yeah. He went four and gave up seven.
Yeah, he only pitches well at Wrigley. We went over this.
He is the most fadeable pitcher in the league
not
right now.
Not at Wrigley. Not at Wrigley, brother.
I know. I got no plays for baseball tonight. It's two games.
Yeah, you should.
Two games.
Not four.
What's your play then?
Two.
My play?
Yeah. Maybe get down on any live golfer you like.
What live golfer do we like?
I think I might put a Brock Bowers plus 195 in to go number 10 overall.
I don't hate it, brother.
To the New York Football Jets.
You think I like somebody it. Trades up?
I don't know.
For him?
I could see him going to the Chargers, too.
That's high.
Yeah, I know.
If the Chargers the Bears, trade back.
The Bears.
I don't hate it.
If the Chargers trade out a bit, yeah, I don't hate that.
I fell into the Bears sticking at eight and taking Bowers. I actually think that's a pretty solid play if you're going to have some good receivers. Kmet?
Actually, you know what? I'll just do this.
Hmm.
Maybe. Brock Bowers to be a top 10 pick.
This doesn't count, though.
Plus 160.
This doesn't count.
Why?
Because the bet has to be fucking today.
We got any footy?
Today?
Yeah.
We got fucking Europa's Lodge. Okay. Maybe take Bayer Leverkusen live. They're down 1-0 to West Ham.
I mean, there's the NHL, it's the last day. NBA, there's no games. MLB, there's two games. It's, you know, golf's already started.
Oh, I wasn't
going to. Ludwig is your live favorite right now.
Aberg?
Yeah. What's Chef?
9-1 for Scheffler.
What's he shooting?
I think he probably just started or something.
He's 9-1.
Yeah. So Poston is your real leader, followed by
Shefty at plus.
Scotty minus. He just shot. Yeah, he minus shot to minus two today.
2 under. Yeah. That's
who did?
Scotty.
Scotty.
He's out. He's done for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about to be.
What's the leader at?
Leader
eight. But that's under. A little misleading because the rest of the field's at like 5 and 6.
What happened to Billy Ho?
Billy Ho had a good day, I thought.
He started off with two long birds.
But yeah, Ludwig has an eagle.
Mr. Horschel is did he fall out completely?
What's Rory at?
Seems like he may have.
He may have fallen out completely. Rory's -3 through 9. Rory's playing well.
It's not bad.
Maybe it is time to dial up the Rory ticket.
Ooh.
No, not me.
I don't hate that. No, I mean, I haven't.
Oh, Billy Ho is playing in the Putacana?
Oh.
The fuck is that?
Is he running away with it?
Oh, that's where he's running away.
Yeah. This is like the last year, at least, it was like the Akshay Bhatia tour.
Why is he playing
what is
in
that tour?
So on the Blue Book, you can parlay first O lineman, first D lineman, first wide receiver, first running back, first corner, second tight end, because okay. They know Brock Bowers is going number one.
Oh, I forgot how many just dumb bets that I used to make.
Oh, yeah.
Single drafts.
Oh, yeah. A billion of them.
Because you can parlay all these picks. Like, you can parlay the, like, fifth overall pick and, like, the 12th overall pick.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do it. And I will be doing it.
And I'm going
to
do it.
I'm pumped to get into that.
And I'm going
to
do it.
I don't hate Drake May at -155 to go 3. It's a decent price.
It feels solid. It feels pretty locked in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if Caleb's -20,000, Jaden's -250. Drake minus 150.
That's going to move to like minus
here might be
200 probably next week.
Might be my favorite pick of the draft.
What's that, brother?
Penix to go in the first round is minus 130.
Ooh, love I that. Agree.
I don't know how he's getting out.
I don't know how he would.
I think he goes top round. 15.
Like, yeah, if he doesn't go to the Raiders, like.
He'll go Rams will take him.
And Bill said on yesterday, you know, teams will trade back into the first to take quarterback so that you could get that fifth year option, which is huge for quarterback.
Trey just said Ladd McConkey might be fourth wide receiver off the board.
They said that on our show.
Yeah. He's plus 140.
To be what?
First rounder.
Oh, he's definitely going first round.
Oh, we'll top on that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So him and maybe Pettis, not. There's some good value there.
Chop Robinson under 25 and a half feels like something I'll lose a lot of money on. He's an animal.
You taking him?
I don't know if I would take that.
Mitt doesn't have a first round grade on Chop Robinson.
I thought he told me that actually yesterday.
I really like
that he doesn't grade him.
No.
What don't you like about his game?
I mean, he's not that fucking fast. Like he's not like it's not like that big.
Where do you think
he almost single if the Michigan didn't run the ball 32 times down their throat, he would have single handedly beat him.
Mitt, sometimes you just say things that
I respect it.
I mean, how many
he watches he does
take the over under on defensive film, really. Players. What's that? If it's around 10, honestly, I'd probably take the under.
What's what do you think of Kingsley?
The tackle from BYU?
Yeah.
Is that who I'm thinking you're talking about?
Yeah.
What about him?
You think you got him as first round grade?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
There's too many other tackles.
I love Roger Rosengarten.
That is the tackle from Washington?
Yep.
I'm on fire right now, brother.
Yeah, he's probably...
You are hot, brother.
He's probably going to get moved to guard.
He's a good ball player.
Yeah. Probably move to guard.
Top 10 overall pick. Interesting.
Mitt, how do you feel
about... Maybe Latu. Does Latu slide into the top 10?
Latu has got, his on tape. It's there.
Okay. He's a little banged up.
Got like a neck thing.
Yeah.
He went to Punahou High School, actually. I went to their state
championship. They do the special on him with his dad.
Maybe.
JJ
What's up, brother?
JJ McCarthy's minus 275 to be a top five pick.
That's it's heavy odds.
What happened there? Top five?
You
so
heard.
Somebody's trading up?
Shrek's put him in there.
I've been hearing since the combine that he's like kind of the guy in the head.
What's up, brother?
There are no ears in there.
What's up, brother?
Oh, you're looking for...
It's all right. Boys, you speak loud, please.
Yep.
What's up?
You guys said there's nothing to gamble on today, so I figured I'd stop by to delay the inevitable of me getting on the Stairmaster for DST.
Yeah, there isn't. So there's two baseball games, which is very, very abnormal. There's no NBA games. The NHL, it's the final day of NHL, and everything's already decided. So
you know what I'm betting on? Mitt's going to get it right with these two baseball games.
Mitt?
Who do you like?
Mitt hasn't been diving into ball that much.
No, he's staying away. He's too scared.
His
White Sox stink.
Yeah,
he's the only thing to bet on. Mitt's going to bet on these two games.
White Sox.
I have a plus 1900 parlay that I would like to know your guys' opinion on. Talion, Chicago Cubs pitcher, 5+ strikeouts.
Did you say Italian Chicago
Cubs? No, Talion.
James Talion.
Oh,
Talion.
Jameson Taillon.
Yeah. Whatever. It's not how you spell it, but. Christopher Morrell, an RBI, and a stolen base, plus 1,900.
Loser.
You were right, Pat.
Thank you, Mitt.
Are you going to the game tonight?
Are you going to see Paul Skeens tonight?
Yeah, I'll probably bet like a couple hundred on the Indianapolis Indians to win.
Whoa.
Triple A. I can say it.
You can, actually.
Yeah.
I can say it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's on me. I was trying to grandstand.
I can say it. And it's the team name. It's fine. They worked out a deal with the tribe around here. Don't know what it's called, but...
Okay.
What, dude?
He was just explaining that he's Cherokee.
Yeah.
True.
Well said, Mitt.
Cherokee people!
So we were just kind of rolling through some of the draft.
Some interesting numbers here.
On?
Just what we were talking about. Like... Penix is minus 130 to go in the first round. How does Penix get out of the first?
I don't think he does, brother.
I don't think so either.
Right?
I think there's going to be a lot of action. The way Schrager laid out, like, picks 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Patriots going to take a quarterback, we assume. So then 4, 5, 6, you think pretty active.
Yeah.
And if JJ goes and somebody's like, well, we need a quarterback and there's only one other guy that we like, Penix has to go. And isn't normally whenever there's a string of one position, normally that position gets a little thin?
Yeah.
So this, the way everybody has talked about it is the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks. So that's a run.
Yeah.
So you would assume there would be a couple more potentially bang, bang right afterwards.
What's a
Broncos will take Bo Nix.
Yeah. What's Bo Nix to be first round? Minus 150 probably?
No, he's even money, I believe, brother.
Broncos are plus 185 to draft Bo Nix. That's actually, I mean, that's...
Bo Nix, even money, first rounder.
Okay, so they think Penix will go before Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Based on those odds.
I don't think Bo Nix gets out of the first. What do the Broncos do if they don't draft a quarterback?
Stetson.
Sorry, what?
Or Stidham, sorry.
There you go.
Stidham, there it is.
They're
I was thinking of the Rams.
No, they'll figure it out. $83 million they're taking.
I don't know if they will.
They'll figure it out. They need a rookie
quarterback. He doesn't believe in Sean Payton.
I don't anymore, no. I jumped off that wagon long time ago.
How come?
I just don't see it. I watched a lot of Broncos football last year, and
a lot of people that are breaking down film are like. But there's also then the thought like he did.
Was he dressed?
Yeah.
That Saints team was so good. But was it Drew Brees? They're also stacked.
They were stacked.
Right?
See, I think Bo Nix does fall out of first.
To who?
I don't know where he's going to go, but I don't see a team in the league.
You don't think the Broncos will take for Bo Nix in the first? If they don't, so they're going to trot
out. At 11 or 12?
Who do they got?
I don't know.
Jared Stidham is their fucking starter.
Who's their backup,
though? Sean Payton said, like,
who else did they sign? Did they sign any of the quarterbacks? They traded Drew Locke's gone, or Drew, that was dumb.
Ryan Tannehill will be their starter.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Like that.
He's won some big games.
I don't know if he feels like a, you seeing this?
Yeah, things been staring at me. Because Paul Skeen's pitching tonight, right?
Hell yeah. Yep.
So whenever he talks about playing for watching the Indianapolis.
Indians.
Jeez.
Thank you. I immediately thought about Paul Skeen's because the tickets were $8 a pop. Now they're $30 a pop.
Yeah.
Paul Skeen, needle mover.
Yeah. Mitt's like, Mitt's priced out.
I'm not priced out. I'm going to be in the outfield.
That's real deal though. Like you go $8. You spend $20 ticket.
What is that? 350%.
What are the most expensive seats in there, man?
A couple hundred.
I think that they are $30. Yeah. 30,
there's a Captain's 30, Cove.
$40.
Oh yeah.
They still got the Captain Morgan Cove.
Is that the up top bar?
No, it's left field.
Yingling Landing.
Yeah, it's like the Yingling bar.
Okay, same thing. Yeah, that's what's a good spot.
Those are
nice, sweet. Like bar seats. Cold. Like you sit at a bar.
Well, and then they also have. They have lounge seats there with a server from bar.
Like at PNC, it's called the Bud Light Party Deck.
Yeah.
It's like a bar, but you get tickets and you could have a seat if you want.
The Padres Stadium is unbelievable.
Some of these baseball parks.
Petco is
Colorado as well. Same thing. The bar at the Colorado.
Well, they have
phenomenal.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Brewers.
Well, because the action on
Rockies used to be a good firm.
Oh, yeah.
Rockies. That's their name.
Yeah.
Brewers where?
Milwaukee. Yeah. Great American ballpark. Kind of a dump.
Well, yeah, so we're doing a little draft talk, and
that's not great, man.
How about when's Paul Skeens go to the Pirates? Guys, can you draft on or can you bet on that?
No, I don't think on a official book.
Well, we don't want to do any Ipe Mitsuhara. We don't want to do any Ipe Mitsuhara.
We can check.
I've never seen the ESPN bet on the computer. It's my first time looking at that.
Bucko's win total is now 78.5. Was it at the start of the year, like 60?
Probably.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah, it's
on. Game swing.
Well, the boys are playing ball.
We got the Hundo boys.
They've hit a little bit of a
skid. They are in a bit of a schnoz.
That's going to happen. Sometimes ball gets
long, swung. Long season.
They keep wasting the Jared Jones, one of the 100 boys, starts. He keeps giving up one or two runs, and they're not giving him any batting production.
I'm about sick of that.
Me too, brother.
Because if Paul Skeens goes up there, and the Hundo boys are going back to back, and then they're not able to get any good
exactly.
Work. And then it's the same old Buckas.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to have a full rounded team. Red Sox are the same. Their ERA is 1.6. Their starting pitchers.
Yeah, but you guys got the worst ownership group in the league.
Did you see what I sent in earlier?
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant, but yeah, I saw it.
You know how little amount of money that is to put into a soccer team? That's how much like one very good player.
Are those Burnley numbers?
Dude, $135 million. That's what Man City played for. Like, we paid $100 million for Nunez. So that's basically one player. They've put that amount of money into Liverpool since 2013?
I thought it was thought it was like
now they or 2010. That's 14 years.
Now they own the Pens.
It's not good, brother.
Not great.
Get them the fuck out of sports. What are we even talking about?
It all kind of went down when, I hate to say it,
because
I like him.
Don't say it.
He's not a hands-on owner, bro. Come on.
Fix it then.
He is.
Silent partner.
No, he's not. There's
what are you talking about?
LeBron Liverpool gear that he's profiting off of.
Yeah, dude, he's not like actually making the moves. He's still playing.
Fenway Park is fucking empty, brothers, and I've never seen that in my life.
No.
It is a sad state of affairs.
Sad scene.
You're telling me Bron's not sitting at that big round table when they're discussing the future of their teams that they have invested heavily in?
I mean,
and telling them, hey, let's spend some fucking money maybe?
I mean, LeBron likes to buy his like $1,000 of wine, just one fucking bottle, and then just pour it up with JJ.
Remember, he doesn't pay anything.
Yeah, that is
true. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Are you giving your boys a chance against the Nuggets?
Yeah, I came around on it because if Anthony Davis can drop like 40 in just two games, it's not that bad of an ask. It really isn't.
20 per game, you're saying?
No, 40 just in two of the games. LeBron's going to take over two of the games. Rui's going to fucking guard Joker. He's going to fucking lock him down. We're balling. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know.
The Cavs Magic series is interesting.
That's a big.
It is, isn't it?
That's a big who
cares.
Really?
But it's like actually too great.
If the Cavs get through, they'll give whoever else a series.
Do the Cavs have their guys back?
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, Spida.
Spida's
back. He played at the end of the year.
I like Spida.
They're rumored.
I love Spida Mitchell.
I think I met his mom, too. Good
people. Where?
At the upfront
thing. Connecticut lad.
I think I met his mom. She was awesome. He's on the Cavs. Cavs are good.
Yeah. They're talking about trading him, though. Apparently, he might want out. There's always trade rumors with him everywhere he goes.
Well, the Knicks wanted him forever.
Hey, aren't they talking trades about Dame, right?
If it doesn't.
Yeah.
But, like, the Bucks are never going to get back what they just gave for him for 1 year. Made no sense at all.
Yeah, I thought he was going to
Miami. Nothing the Bucks have done has made sense in the past couple years. Like Budenholzer was a good coach.
And now they're going to lose.
Drew Holiday.
They're going to lose the Pacers in the first round.
Help the Celtics. Gave us Drew Holiday.
Pacers first round. Pacers first round is an absolutely nasty ticket. I got it at plus 138. Like
-112 first came out.
Yeah.
Really?
Because of Giannis. It was still rumored Giannis could come in and play. But the Pacers played against Giannis. Giannis dropped like 50 of the game that I went to. And the Pacers still fucking won.
So I noticed when Shams was talking about it. When he first started talking about it, he said Giannis isn't ready for the
first game.
Yeah. And then the more he talked about it, it really made it seem like they'll be lucky if he plays in the series.
Well, then Wendy said they wrote him out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
As opposed to like seeing how it goes. It's like, wait a second.
It was a good point,
Trouble in Paris.
I didn't know Dame was banged up either.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got abdomen issues.
Yeah. Wendy's a dog.
Doctor.
And didn't know Wendy was Wendy was a Tottenham fan either.
Yeah.
Is he?
He was wearing
a
Come
Spurs
on, you spaz.
On the internet. Or on the show.
Nice. I didn't know he was.
And he's a huge Ohio State mark.
AJ Hawk.
The biggest.
That too.
He's AJ Hawk is our.
Well, you can tell how he said, I need to watch the Michigan game alone. Like he.
Well, yeah. And literally every time he comes on, he sees AJ's face and he's like,
was he
so screwed.
Was he just sitting in an empty gym in like
that's what he always does.
A chair?
That's his gym.
Yeah. The angle.
Yeah, he bought a gym in Omaha.
It's in his house.
He might. We don't know.
He might. Oh, he might run Omaha.
He does.
Omaha Steaks, actually. Wendy.
Oh, man. That writes itself.
Wendy's good on our show. I forget he's good on the show.
He was phenomenal.
Yep. And he's part of the NBA crew at ESPN. He come on the show still. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is interesting.
You know?
Yeah. Good on Wendy.
I miss Perk, dude.
Me too.
I do love Perk.
Knicks, he loves him. He's the only one.
He does.
Supporting the hell out of us.
What did he do? He got into something about Jalen Brunson being better than Steph, I think I heard Perk.
Ooh. Yeah, he should be on the USA basketball team.
Yeah, definitely. But
they might.
A bunch of bullshit.
Kyrie's not on the team.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well.
Are you doubling down on this?
What? I heard you try to sneak it.
Yeah, that one didn't get matched to us, brother. I heard.
Which national
team? What's easy playing for?
Yeah, we all
heard. Holy fuck.
It does feel like there's a lot of that happening this year where it's like, no, I'm choosing to play for this country. No,
I didn't think that was a thing until Embiid. I saw a letter from 2021 where Embiid wrote like a letter to France, like, I will always play for the French national team.
So if I just wanted to, could I?
I don't know. Because like in soccer, you once you play one match, right, you are on that team
once
forever.
Once you're capped, you're locked in. But if you're not capped, if you live in a country for 3 years, you can play for them now. They changed it.
That's as long as you haven't played for them.
Yes, but that's why.
Hey, let's go move to a small country.
Legit.
Ooh.
We need to live there for 3 years. It'd be three.
Papua New Guinea.
Flag football.
That's why they cap. They cap all anybody who's good. They'll cap them when they're like 17. Just call them up to the international team. So if they're ever any good, they're stuck.
I saw the college players who aren't going to make the actual national team. Like, what's her name? Who? Cameron Brink. She went number 2 overall for the draft. And Haley Van Lith and someone else, they are the 3-on-3 team for USA. So they're having like the people that barely missed making the actual national team be their 3-on-3.
Why Van Lith go to TCU? Are they good?
I don't know.
No. What's her name there too?
Money, no, brother. It's no. NIL.
They got, no. What's her name
no,
too?
She's no, she's going back left. To Miami.
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cavender?
Yeah. Yeah. Her sister said that she was going to play. So then.
Twins are going back to Miami.
No.
Yeah. Twins are running it back.
At the Cavender,
how's that happen?
Running it back. Because they took a gap year and then they had one more year of eligibility and you have.
Oh, so they graduated. Years. Though. Had to graduate.
Yeah. They're graduates, yeah.
And then you can move whenever if you graduate.
Man, how bad did you want to take a gap year?
I basically
he did. He just quit.
I just dropped out.
His gap year turned into like 7 years.
Full time job. Maybe the greatest gap year of all time.
He just didn't leave. Remember, he's just sleeping on the couch.
I said, if you want to kick me out, you kick me out. Never kicked me out.
No, but today's kind of the rest before the fireworks get started with NBA and NHL playoffs and the draft.
Need Vegas to win.
I love betting on the draft.
Need Vegas to win tonight.
You still doing a lot of baseball, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
First
yeah.
Live's up there on ESPN Bet or no?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can scroll, too.
You can slide the number.
You can slide.
+1.5.
Yeah.
I know there was an issue there for a bit where they were the last ones to have the pitchers' names on it. Is that still happening or no?
The opening day it was, for sure.
But they're back.
Yeah.
If like, do they have tomorrow's pitchers already?
First five, you can scroll now. So you can take a team. So you like a team +0.5. If you put them in a parlay, you take them +1.5.
I'm looking at another.
It has the options rather than just you're locked in at one.
We like that, right?
You know, I'm looking at another site right now that they have all the pitchers listed for tomorrow right now. Does ESPN Bet have it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, that's big jump.
Okay, there you go.
Let's go.
Hey, that's a big jump.
That is. That's huge.
That wasn't happening. I remember there was real frustration from the Hammer Don Ball.
I have a screenshot of it.
Yeah. The baseball, I will say this, and I've said this a million times, baseball more than any other sport, you have to get your bets in the night before.
Yeah, or
because I'm talking
very early in the morning.
Yeah. I'm talking 30 to 50 cents movement a game.
How come?
There's so much steam on favorites a lot of the time.
Just as they're priced at a decent, like they're always a decent price, at least early in the year. Like later in the year, it's going to be like stupid numbers, but right now it's good.
So you can get a nasty ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Cubs tonight opened -145. They're going to go off -180.
Yeah.
It's such a nasty ticket.
It is a nasty ticket to be holding.
Nasty ticket.
I got a couple of nasty tickets.
I have a couple nasty tickets right now.
That one you said was pretty nasty.
I'll tell Mitt, before the NBA season started, he said, I'm going to take a long shot MVP ticket on Shai Gailey, and he may win the MVP.
Yeah, I also could have cashed out for like $200, and I didn't take it.
One time.
But you didn't cash out.
No, I didn't fucking cash out.
So you still have it.
Take it.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
But he might win.
No. Is he really going to? Like, is there any shot?
I don't know. There's like media members who are coming out who said they voted for him. So I think Stephen A said he voted for him.
Yeah,
then Stephen there was someone else. Did Chuck say it? No.
I don't know. Stephen A 100% did like 2 days ago.
Chuck is a big fan of the Filipino league.
Yeah. I saw that.
Bury that guy.
Yeah.
That's they've had good interactions. Oh, yeah. That guy
and Chris Haynes. I like Chris Haynes.
Yeah.
All season.
Yeah, legit.
How many guys make it out of that?
I've been going off in this Filipino league. I'm in.
Chuck fucking burying the people that love the solar
eclipse. All time.
Fucking losers.
That was the best.
It was.
Matt, you got anything to send us out of here on?
Yeah, Tony, I got some for you.
Go.
Well, Tony,
mm-hmm.
When you win, you want more of it. You can't win enough. Randy Johnson.
Wow.
One more time,
it's a Randy Johnson quote.
Mm-hmm. Tony, I'll give it to you again.
Yep.
Well, Tony, when you win, you want more of it. You can't win enough. Randy Johnson.
When you win, you want more of it. You can't win enough. Randy Johnson.
Holy shit, that was
deep. Well, that might have been your best.
Powerful. Yeah, man. Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you, Mitt.
Good boy, Mitt.
I don't have any ears, so I couldn't hear.
No, I know.
That was good.
He repeated it. The second delivery was just as good.
Oh, yeah.
Even better.
This is the best he's ever done.
Legit.
Yeah.
Legit. Yeah. By far.
There you go, Mitt. Wait till tonight when that nasty ticket is.
Oh.
So many.
Nasty. And he's a couple beers deep in the outfield.
You're going to be sitting in the outfield just watching.
Should be in a Yingling party.
Just watching Skeens gas everybody.
He's going to dominate.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow with 20 baseball games, it looks like.
Yeah, 20 baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Friday baseball is the best, brother.
The NBA playoff or play-in games, NHL.
No NHL, brother.
But a full
season's over.
But tonight. A full slate of footy.
Oh, yeah.
For the weekend.
Yes, sir.
It's been tough to watch.
The NHL?
Soccer. I've tried, though, because TST's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to pick up some.
We bet on that?
Huh?
We bet on that?
Yeah, probably.
You can probably
bet on outright. You can bet on the basketball.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Concafo. I'm actually training for this. I only got like 40 some days.
I'm pretty juiced.
Let's go.
It should be fun down there.
Yeah. I just love, love being around like the soccer community.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
Like, I like being like just chopping it up, watching soccer, even if you're not playing. It's a good time.
Yeah, the vibes
are great time.
Yes.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be good vibes down there. We picked up the team. Picked up a presenting sponsor.
Oh, okay. Let's go. I thought you said you picked up another player.
I mean, they got you. I did not know they had Jeff Cameron from Stoke City.
Jeez, you just broke that news.
That has not been released yet.
Oh, that's my bad.
We do got fucking Jeff Cameron. Yeah. Via Hammer.
My bad.
Jeff Cameron is on the Concafa soccer. Hell yeah. He's a beast. We got our team. We got a good team. Like, we have a legit team, and everybody's in good shape.
Yeah.
Like Jeff owns.
That's like, half the battle.
Jeff owns, like, I think a training facility that we're going to potentially go have a training camp.
Are you?
Yeah. So, like, really invested all the people on our team. Now, granted, Nani, I know, is on a team, and there's some other teams out there, and JJ Watson.
Feels like he is, you know, the biggest of the names. Who played the most recently?
And JJ's going to take penalties and get it and all that stuff.
Upper 90.
The team is good. Jeff Cameron, first player released right here on camera.
Second, you did say last week on your show, Mike Foss will be on the...
And Michael Grella is on team. He was announced last week because Foss and Grella are the ones that kind of piece this entire thing together. So we got Grella, Foss, Jeff Cameron, myself. Tony Miola's coach.
Yeah.
Who else is on the team?
Good question.
Huh.
Who else is on?
When's that coming up?
Supposed to be this week, wasn't it?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah, tomorrow.
You get that information tomorrow on the Pat McAfee show.
No, tomorrow on Hammer Down.
Right here. Probably around 3:30. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Ah!